It's true. Not all storage containers are equal. Finding the perfect bin or the perfect basket or plastic container to fit the space that you're organizing and to store the items, that is going to be game-changing when you're organizing your home. Are you dreaming of an orderly and organized home with little to no clutter? A home that functions for the needs of your family, a schedule that feels manageable, and routines that reduce stress and overwhelm while making daily tasks easier? You are in the right place. Welcome to the Intentional Edit Podcast, where you will discover the tools you need to bring order to your home, simplify daily struggles, reduce clutter, and finally get organized. I'm Lauren. I'm here to assist you on the journey to simplicity so you can go from feeling like you're barely surviving to finally thriving. My passion is helping busy families eliminate clutter, get organized, and create intentional routines that streamline everything so they can be free from the never-ending cycle of overwhelm and have more time to spend together doing what they truly enjoy. Get ready for solutions to conquer the clutter, claim control with intentional systems and routines that simplify daily tasks and chores, get dinner on the table with meal planning strategies, stop feeling like you will never be caught up, and remove the overwhelming, unorganized parts of life to bring simplicity to your life and home. It's time to reduce the mess and stress less, say goodbye to the clutter, and hello to an orderly and organized home. Hey there, thanks for being here today. It is a Tuesday, and on Tuesdays, I answer listener questions. You know how to do this by now, but if you're a new listener, I wanna remind you, I can answer your questions, I can help you solve the problems relating to home organization, meal planning, anything that involves simplicity, purging, decluttering. How are you gonna tackle these big projects? What are you gonna do to simplify your schedules? Or figure out a manageable schedule for your calendars. If you're struggling with things that we talk about on the Intentional Edit podcast, I will help you answer your specific question on a Tuesday episode. And all you have to do is submit a question. You do that by going to intentionaledit.com. So you just go to the Intentional Edit website and a little button will pop up. It's usually on the bottom or the right-hand side of your screen. It says record now. You click on record now. You can do this from your phone, you can do it from a computer or a tablet. And when you click on that button, it will allow you to leave me a message with your question. You can ask, or you can say, this is what I'm struggling with, and I can give you some ideas that can maybe help come up with a solution to make that struggle a little bit easier, or ask a specific question. Today is a Tuesday, so we are going to answer a listener question, and the question that came in is, I get stuck buying the right tubs and they don't last, or I don't like that they are all different from what I have at home. How do I know what to buy that will last? Great question. This comes up a lot, and a lot of times it's because people think that organizing is going to be expensive. They have to purchase all new containers and storage bins and drawer organizers and hangers and everything to get their space to look like it is organized. And that's actually not the case. Sometimes you want to buy some storage containers, or you need to, but that's not always true when you're organizing. Organizing is more about removing the items that you no longer need or that you're no longer using, and then coming up with proper storage for the things that you keep. So you should be removing more than probably what you're going to be buying. Now, there are a lot of great bins and containers out there, and they're at all different price points, but finding and using the right one for specifically the items that you want to store, that is going to be essential in keeping you organized. You want to keep that organization going, and you want to have a bin that lasts. If you go out and you buy bins for a couple dollars that are not going to last more than a few months, and then you just have to buy a product again, you'll end up spending more money than if you would have purchased something that is a little higher in quality that's going to last for many, many years. You wanna make sure whatever you're getting is going to hold up for the amount of time that you're going to want to use this item for storage. Now, these are a few things that come to mind that I'm going to share with you. I look for specific things when I'm in search for the perfect containment. And that doesn't matter if it's in the form of a bin or a large basket or some type of other storage option. Of course, the decluttering takes place first. And then once we have the item separated and categorized, we know how big of a storage container that you are going to need to fit all of these things. We also have to take into account what is the space available for you in the room or the house or the garage or wherever you're going to store these items. What is the space available to you? Because that will be a big factor in deciding what kind of storage do you have, what kind of storage do you need, and what is actually going to fit in this space. So the first thing that I want to say is always measure. Get the measuring tape and make sure that you are always measuring that space that is available to you, where you will be storing this bin or where you will be storing these items before you are searching for a container, before you are looking in a store or shopping online. You need to know the height, the depth, and the width that is available for this storage container that you're going to be purchasing or that you already have and that you're going to figure out how to make it work in this space. So you need to measure. That's the first thing. The second thing that I want to mention is sometimes the best looking container, the most stylish, the most trendy container right now is not the most functional. Did I just make up a word? Functional? It's not the most functional when we are going back to searching out this container. Flexible and flimsy bins, if they don't have structure, is kind of what I want to say. When they don't have structure and the sides can fold in if they're not full, sometimes those really look great. And you can imagine those on a shelf. You think, this is what I want because it looks so good. But oftentimes, some of the best looking baskets, we are drawn to those, but they aren't a good option if you're going to be utilizing this container all the time. If this is something that you're going to get to often, then you are going to need to pull on this. You're going to probably be grabbing the top or the sides of it. And if you're going to pull them and push them back and forth, almost using them like a drawer or sliding them out off of a shelf, if this is something that is going to be used frequently, then it's going to lose its shape and it's going to make those floppy sides even floppier and even less structured, and then it won't look nice anymore. That is something to think about. If the item that you're storing is something that you do not need to access on a regular basis, and it's going to be maybe a couple times a year where you go up and you get the things out of this container, that's when those baskets or those bins that are not so structured, that's when those can be used. You can have them on display on a shelf someplace where it looks nice and it's more of a decorative storage container. It does serve a purpose, but it's a great option when you don't have to use it all the time. Okay, so those are the two. The first one, always measure. Then the second one is think about the actual bin that you need. And is it a flimsy basket? Is it a wicker basket? Is it a plastic container? Is it a metal bin? What are you looking for and how is it going to serve its purpose? Then something else I want to bring up is, what are the edges of this container? How does it look? Is it at straight edges, like 90 degree angles, or is it something where it angles in and the bottom is more narrow than the top? Or the sides go down towards the bottom so that the top is wider than the bottom. Straight edges are going to be best for items when you need to stack something or line something up. If you want to maximize the storage that is available in a container, when you have straight sides, it is going to make everything fit so much better. You're going to be able to fit more and things aren't going to be falling over all the time. This is more of an applicable situation with plastic containers especially, but I'm talking about when the edges or the corners are even curved or rounded the items that you keep in this container will have a difficult time staying upright. They're going to fall over, and that's going to be frustrated because then the items in that storage container won't stay organized. You want to have sharp inside corners or 90 degree angles so that you get the most storage space available to you with inside that bin. Bins that have the sides at a diagonal make it harder to store things, and they oftentimes waste space. So that was the third one. Now, the other thing that I want to mention, number four, is decide between what you want these to look like in terms of, are they clean and clear and see-through, or are they a solid color and more of concealed storage? Different types of storage and different types of organizing are going to require different options for storage. Clear containers are great because they make it easy for you to see what's inside. They don't always require a label because you can glance in without taking the lid off and you can see what is in there. But if you're storing items that you don't want to see or that are kind of unsightly, or you have this storage, these containers placed someplace out in the open, then you probably don't want to have it be so busy where you are going to see all of this stuff that's inside these clear containers on display. If that's the case, then a solid option is going to be better, or even a decorative basket with a lid. Sometimes you need a lid, sometimes you don't. Think about that. What room is this in? What are you storing in it? How often are you accessing the items in this? Sometimes you want a basket with a lid, sometimes you don't. Are you using it as a decoration and storage, or is it going to be closed away in a cabinet or closet where you're not going to see it? But having the clear option would be great because you can just open that cabinet, you can see what's in there, and you know what container to get with the items that you want. Think about, is clear the best option, or would you rather have your storage concealed with something that is more solid that you can't see through? Those are the four things that I think are extremely helpful when deciding what bin, what basket, what container, what is the best containment for your project. And of course, you have to purge first and then figure out, based on what items you have left and how they're sorted, what size storage is going to be best for those items, and what is the size of the storage space and the shape available to you for where you are going to keep these items. Those are some tips that should be helpful to you when you are trying to pick the perfect bin for your containment or the perfect basket, and you are going to get your organizing projects finished and dialed in so that you can always find what you need when you are looking for it. I will link some of my favorite options for bins and medium to large organizing containers in the show notes and on the podcast post on the Intentional Edit website as well. So you can find that by looking for episode 245 on intentionaledit.com. Thanks so much for being here. I will meet you back here for the next episode soon. Thank you for spending your time here on the Intentional Edit Podcast. You have real dreams of getting organized, making big changes, and simplifying everything at home and in life. I want to encourage you to use what you learned today and take action by implementing the solutions that were shared. Starting is often the most difficult step to take, but I know you can reach your goals when you follow a proven plan. Your actions will be inspiring to everyone around you. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to follow the show on Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. Your positive review helps others with the same struggles discover this podcast. I'm glad you're here and you are part of our community where we encourage each other on this journey to a clutter-free, organized, and simplified home.